From this viewpoint, a table is something that arises or exists dependently. It depends on certain conditions. It depends upon its parts, and it depends upon thought. These are the three modes of dependent arising. Of these, one of the more important factors is the thought that designates an object. Existing dependent upon conceptuality is the most subtle meaning of dependent arising. For example, the Dalai Lama's self, or I, must be within this area where my body is. There is no other place it could possibly be found. This is clear. But when you investigate in this area, you cannot find an I that has its own substance. Nevertheless, the Dalai Lama is a man, a monk, a Tibetan who can speak, drink, eat, and sleep. This is sufficient proof that he exists, even though he cannot be found. This means that there is nothing to be found that is the I, but this fact does not imply that the I does not exist. How could it? That would be silly. The I definitely does exist. But when it exists yet cannot be found, we have to say that it arises in dependence upon thought. It cannot be posited any other way. Emptiness does not mean nothingness. There is no question that persons and things exist. The question is how, or in what manner, they exist. When we consider a flower, for instance, and think, this flower has a nice shape, nice color, and nice texture, it seems as if there is something concrete possessing these qualities of shape, color, and texture. When we look into these qualities, as well as the parts of the flower, they seem to be qualities or parts of the flower, such as the color of the flower, the shape of the flower, the stem of the flower, and the petals of the flower, as if there is a flower that possesses these qualities or parts. However, if the flower really exists the way it appears, we should be able to come up with something separate from all of these qualities and parts that is the flower. But we cannot. Such a flower is not found upon analysis or through other scientific tools, even though it previously seemed so substantial and so findable. Because a flower has effects, it certainly exists. But when we search to find a flower existing in accordance with our ideas about it, that is not at all findable.